are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I'm your host, David Pruse. My format is as usual. On Mondays, it's business and economics that affect Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday's my day of politics, so my guest will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbanksan, pioneer, local legend, maybe even a nefarious character. Friday, it's all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job is to introduce this world, this planet, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks, give everyone that Fairbanks fix that we need once in a while. I'll try to get your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations just don't stop. Please be patient. We will get to them. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. And today, in the studio here, I've had him before, but it's been a while. I have award-winning maker of adult beverages, has his own distillery in downtown Fairbanks, took a historic building and updated it, and he's the most, what's the term I'm looking for, awarded distillery in the state of Alaska, if not small distillery, on the West Coast. Pat Levy, Fairbanks Distillery. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, great, David. Thanks for having me, too, in fact.
Oh, no problem. You want to?
Oh, yeah. Am I too
yeah,
far away?
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, you know, you've had quite a good run here, and then you've survived the COVID.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, just to run back on the award thing here.
All of them. Yeah. How many? The plethora.
Well, you know, for our rum, we just found out that we got our first medal for our rum. All of the medals have previously been for our 68 Below Vodka, but now for our E.T. Barnett's Tanana River Naval Strength Golden Rum. It's kind of a long name.
Okay, let's go back to the basics. You know, you got all these awards for the 68 Below.
Right.
And that's what you've been making since your inception.
Yes.
And you use local Yukon Gold potatoes from the interior.
That's correct.
And you distill this at the corner of 5th and Cushman
Street, yeah.
And the old city hall and the jail and the fire station,
right.
All the over the years, and you do this in a beautiful tasting room to boot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So you took a building that the city of Fairbanks owned that was available for sale for a number of years,
right.
that had not been occupied in say 20 years, no updating, no upgrades.
Well, it was occupied, you know.
Well,
I mean, but by nonprofits.
Who did not take care or do maintenance, things like that,
or pay taxes.
Yeah, right. and so then you come in, and you've really, you know, I'm the real estate guy, and you've taken made a beautiful, picturesque building, and you're going to be opening up a deck.
That's
out
right.
On Cushman. And the doors are from the old fire station doors.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not the original fire station doors, but they're the spitting image of the original doors.
They look time specific.
Yeah, and I decided not to paint them that really crappy green color that they had originally been painted.
They're natural wood.
Yeah, so they're natural wood, but they look just like the original doors did, and so I had some great incredible door guys come in last summer and install these doors. And they did a bang-up job of it, let me tell you. And so this summer, we're going to finally be opening our deck to the public. And so it's going to be really nice.
And it's right on Cushman Street.
Right.
And it's you know, you have the nice, what's the barrier you have there? The wrought iron.
The fencing, yeah.
Yeah, the wrought iron fencing
right.
on the deck. You know, you can open up the doors. Sunshine coming in, coming out.
Yep.
And, yeah.
That fencing, that wrought iron fencing is done by Warren, you know. And, mm-hmm. and he did all the fencing that's downtown here, all that black wrought iron fencing. And so this matches that fencing. And the deck will be a little bit set up above the sidewalk there on Cushman Street. And so we're restoring Old City Hall, you know, to look more like it did back when it was originally mm-hmm. built. And we're trying to turn downtown into more of a pedestrian area so that
yeah.
people will be able to wander around.
You're on a great street with a great sidewalk there. I mean, you're on the good side of the sidewalk.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, yeah. But, I'm excited. I think that we're really doing good things for downtown, and it's going to be really nice.
And what made it really good for you is they were redoing Cushman Street, the utility lines, and here you are putting in a distillery, and you need the steam.
Yeah.
And so it just made it so much more affordable.
Yeah, so we kind of have a unique distillery in most of the world, in that we're one of the only distillery that I can think of that's on a municipal steam line. So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, you know, everyone else has to make their own steam.
That's right.
You know, them bootlegging boys in Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yeah, those guys are like building fire
yeah.
under their stills, you know, which is, that just seems so crazy to me. You know, you're making something flammable and then you're building a fire under it.
So, okay, so your vodka has received so many awards. I mean, now, you know, I've seen this grow. You know, I remember the first time you ever got an award, all of a sudden you enter into a national, international competition, you're nervous as all heck,
right.
and you win the whole thing. I mean, and this is out of, like, Poland.
Right.
Where
yeah,
this
we
is,
took home gold in Berlin.
Yeah.
Which was pretty incredible, I think.
And so I see you here recently, I won another award.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we actually, like you say, we became the most awarded distillery in Alaska, which was really nice, you know, for our vodka.
Yeah.
And then we started making this E.T. Barnett's rum, and we just got our award last week. We found out we earned a silver in the 2022 Denver International Spirits Competition.
So wow.
That's nice, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. Good news to hear. In our first competition with the rum, we earned a silver, so that's good.
And made it home. What made you decide to look at rum, and what's the sugar cane?
Yeah, the ingredients of rum, you know, are like sugar cane, molasses, mm-hmm. and brown sugar. And so in this rum, and to make it a uniquely interior Alaska thing, we went to Samples LLC. They're a Fairbanks company,
mm-hmm.
and they tap all of the birch trees on their property.
Ah.
And so we ended up putting birch syrup in it. And I have to say I just like smelling an empty glass of it. It just smells so good, you know, that it's been
yeah.
in. It just has such a great
fragrance
nose to it. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No, you're speaking well, technical
for you
distillers. Yeah. 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 Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 458 Talk, 458-8255. It's a business day. We have Pat Levy, owner of the Fairbanks Distillery, in the booth, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
Arctic RV is a proud sponsor of Shooter's Corner, where you get the latest news and conversation in the world of guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights with your host, Laura Berkowitz. Get out and play in Alaska with help from Arctic RV. See them today for your next Jayco travel trailer or RV parts and service. Alaska plays rough, so rough it in style with Arctic RV. Listen each Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner right here on KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Find Bridgestone and Cooper tires for every car, truck, motor, home, and SUV you drive. Everything you tow. GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR. Weather.
High temperatures reach up to 41 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight. Lows level off around 17. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 45. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse in the studio here with Pat Levy, and he just handed me a E.T. Barnett Naval Strength Rum with Coke, and
right, just kind of a classic rum and Coke.
The cherries that you put in it,
right? Yeah, and so Naval Strength. This rum is 110 proof, so it's.
I will slip it slowly then. Jeez, yeah, it's before five somewhere in the world.
Yeah, that's right. So it's got a little bit of a kick to it.
Now you sell this in two sizes in the bottle.
Right, actually three sizes.
Oh, it's three, okay.
Yeah, we've got the 750 milliliter bottle, you know, your normal size bottle.
Your fifth.
Yep, the fifth. And then we have half bottles, the 375 milliliter. And then we also have the 50 milliliter airplane bottles, you know, that we sell too. And those are really popular with tourists, you know, that aren't checking any bags.
Yeah.
They can, in fact, the crazy thing is they can bring a whole liter through TSA in a plastic bag of 50 milliliter bottles.
You know, with yeah.
It's so you can carry like more than a fifth through TSA, but it's kind of amazing.
I would not know those rules on TSA. I try and get through TSA without incident, you know, without being wanded, body right. search, cavity search, you know, right. background check. I'm as, you know, let's get through here as easy as possible.
Yeah, and this does draw a little bit of attention to you when you put up a big bag full of minis.
What made you think about going for a rum? I mean, why a rum?
God, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure, really, to tell you the truth. It was just, I like rum, mm-hmm. and this started actually last summer. And so, you know, I was looking for more of a summertime, you know, cocktail.
Deck cocktail.
Deck cocktail, right. And, you know, something that I could do for the summer, and just came up with rum. It was you know, rum is relatively easy to make, you know,
yeah.
Where it's not like vodka. Vodka, you're doing all these distillations, you know, to get that 190 plus proof alcohol. You know,
that's called Everclear.
Yeah, well, that's the definition of vodka, is it has to come off of the parrot at 190 proof or above. And so that's vodka. Rum is different.
So basically, you're at 48% alcohol.
Yeah. Well, with this,
200 proof is, you know, 100% alcohol.
Well, I mean, with that, it's like, 85%?
Yeah.
You know, that's like, more than that. It's like 95%.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. I don't think in those terms often. Normally I'm thinking,
So you bring it up to basically 95 proof and then you cut it back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we use Fox Spring water, you know, for our alcohol. And
no wonder why you're winning all the awards.
Exactly. I mean, we think that's the best water
yeah,
in the Fairbanks
it is.
Area.
It is.
You know, and so, so we use Fox Spring water to make our mash with,
mm-hmm.
and then we use Fox Spring water that's purified, you know, that doesn't have any minerals in it. And
you distill it basically.
Basically, yeah. It's actually forced through a membrane. You know, it's reverse osmosis.
Yep.
And so it doesn't have any anything that can precipitate out in the, you know, because you're making a clear spirit. And so you don't want it to become cloudy at any point. That would be kind of a vodka maker's nightmare.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But anyway, we're so happy now, too, that, you know, COVID seems like it's down the downswing, and we've got the tasting room open now to everybody. And just like we had told the city council this last winter, you know, that we're only cutting back due to the pandemic. And so now that it's on the downswing, we're open again to everybody and really happy about that. It's really
Survived the surge or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And you're still there in business.
We sure are.
And, you know, in your customer basis, growing exponentially or?
You know, I think it is. You know, for us, we're mainly into bottle sales. Mm-hmm. And then the tasting room is our showroom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have tourists come in from all over the world. We're in walking distance from hotels and downtown Fairbanks. And so we have a lot of people come in that are also looking to carry our spirit in their liquor store or in their bar, you know, things like that. And
whenever anyone's going to be visiting Fairbanks that I know, I say, okay, a couple things you got to go see. You got to go see the Cramer's Field, the Auto Museum, and the Fairbanks Distillery.
Boy, yeah, thanks. Yeah, you know, we feel like we're a location that's in a historic building where we give tourists a little bit of a historic background of our community. Also, you know, in the past we've had some really great historical lectures in Old City Hall. You know, before Terrence Cole passed away, he came in. The last lecture he did was actually on E.T. Barnett.
Wow.
You know, and so that was kind of, thanks to Terrence Cole, he was kind of the person that gave us the name for this rum. You know, with E.T. Barnett, our founding father, I mean, what a great guy, too, to have a Fairbanks spirit that's made downtown named after.
You know, also, you know, I've learned history of Fairbanks in your gin joint, but your distillery, you have a photo of Representative Cushman.
Yes, we do on the wall. You know, but behind the bar there, we have Charles Fairbanks.
Yeah,
you know, we kind of look at him as well, and the relation between E.T. Barnett and Judge Wickersham.
Yeah,
you know, with Wickersham had Charles Senator Fairbanks at the time as his mentor.
His patron. Yeah,
yeah. And so he made a deal with E.T. Barnett that hey, if you name your loose attachment of cabins, you know, Fairbanks, then I'll build a courthouse here, and then you'll really become a city. And this is the kind of stuff we tell all of the visitors that come into that.
And you show that photo of Cushman in about 1903.
Yeah, right, in Valdez.
Yeah,
right.
And he dog sledded up here.
Well, he actually came up on a steamer.
Okay.
You know, but he's one of those rare politicians that actually made it to Alaska.
Made it to Fairbanks.
Yeah.
So they named the main drag after him.
Yeah, so they named Cushman Street after Congressman Cushman.
And he was from the Seattle area, I think.
Ooh,
Washington, anyway.
Yeah,
somewhere.
I'm not sure. I want to
maybe
say,
Spokane or, you know.
Yeah, gosh, to tell you the truth, I can't remember.
It's on your wall.
Yeah, true. But yeah, it's so funny with all these politicians that things are named after in Alaska that the large majority of them never came up here.
No.
You know, like McKinley, he never came up here. And, you know, Fairbanks, he was never here. Boy, excuse me, losing my voice. But
McKinley did
Barnett,
McKinley did come up here.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But E.T. Barnett and Wickersham actually went to Washington, D.C. when Fairbanks was sworn in as the vice president of the United States.
And oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah. So they actually went over and ate dinner at his house and stuff like that.
So you have a historical building.
Right.
With a lot of updating.
True.
On the steam utilidor. Now, down in the basement, what used to be the jail.
That's right. That's where the drunk tank was. So.
And what do you store down there?
Well, right now, nothing. But,
okay.
But that's going to be where I put the barrels of whiskey when we start making whiskey is going to be down there where the drunk tank was.
You're going to be making whiskey?
Yes, we're going to be making whiskey and so it's going to be aging in barrels, and we're going to have those barrels down in the basement where the drunk tank was. It'll be pretty fitting, I think.
When do you start doing that?
Coming up really soon. I would just guesstimating, I would say we're going to start making whiskey in the next month.
If you make whiskey, how long will you let it set for before you serve it?
Well, I'm looking at around 2 years before we'll be able to actually sell it.
If you're in Tennessee or Kentucky, it'd be about 2 hours.
Well, you know, that's white lightning or whiskey. And I think the rule for white whiskey is the whiskey has to run over oak. And I bet it's running over oak.
Maybe get a little bit of
bottle.
A flavor there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it does get interesting. So you came into this, you retired, and then you went into your passion.
Well, actually, I was still working when I bought Old City Hall back in those old days. And I was a ballistic missile early warning technician.
Boy, is that important today.
Yeah, I'm really happy I'm not there today.
Yeah.
But I was always a wine person, and that's what kind of led me to whiskey. Is that I'm a wine collector, and I've just always my whole adult life been a collector of wine, and traveled the world, you know, learning how to make wines, and gone to all of the vineyards, and you know, Bordeaux and Napa Valley and New York and all these places all over the world. Croatia, you know, all sorts of interesting places. And I just thought I was always going to be into wine and realized I'm not leaving Fairbanks.
I better do something else. Yeah.
Yeah, I better do something else because we can't grow grapes here. And the only grapes I've seen growing in Alaska are up at the hot springs up at
Bernie
Manly.
Carl's. Yeah.
No,
Manly. Oh, Manly.
Yeah, Manly hot springs. Actually,
really?
Had grapes growing across the you know, it's kind of a greenhouse where the tubs are up there at Manly, and they had like grapes growing in the greenhouses there that the tubs were in.
So on your list of cocktails, what do you make on the rum side?
Let's see. So, you know, in fact, we've just had some interesting name changes as far as drinks on the rum side. We used to make it was a white Russian, and that was actually made with vodka. But we're kind of, I think everybody all over the country is starting to cancel Russia.
Well, your white Russian was a pale Putin, as I recall.
That's right.
We
changed the name to a pale Putin. And then we didn't feel like that was appropriate at all. So now we've changed that to a polar bear, and the Moscow Mule is a Kiev mule.
Okay.
And
good for you.
When we would make those with rum, we would actually call it the pirate mule, or the mutiny mule. You know, those kinds of things, because you always think of rum as being a Caribbean kind of spirit.
And it's a naval.
Yep, it's a naval strength, and so we call it the Mutiny Mule.
Why did you say naval strength?
Well, because it's you know, there used to be rum rations on ships, and those rum rations were always high in alcohol. They were always over 100 proof, so that you could also test your gunpowder with it also. So you knew that if it lit on fire, it was 100 proof or better, you know, and so you could actually put your gunpowder in 100 proof alcohol, and it would still light.
50% alcohol.
Yeah.
The things we learn on this show.
Yeah. And there's a lot of history involved in alcohol, too. And so one of our drinks that we're going to be making here in the studio is actually the Cuba Libra.
Ah.
And so that, like you mentioned, you know the history of this too, David.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a drink that came of the Spanish-American Spanish-American War.
By American soldiers, yeah.
Yeah, by American soldiers. And there was actually a
they're in Cuba, and they had lots of rum, and they had Coca-Cola.
Right.
And they had fruit, and the fruit was a lime, a citrus.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when the soldiers went to Cuba after we had gotten Cuba, they brought Coca-Cola with them.
Yeah.
And so they started using Coca-Cola as a mixer for the rum, and that's a and Cuba Libra.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a break for some Fox News, state news, some commercials, some weather, a little bit of bumper music, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Crossfire.
Mm-hmm.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden is taking action against so-called ghost guns to make them easier to trace and regulate.
The new rule amends the current definition of a firearm under federal law, adding unfinished parts like the frame of a handgun. Those parts would now need to be licensed and include a serial number. Manufacturers would also be required to run background checks, as they do with other firearms.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Satellite images show a suspected 8-mile-long Russian convoy heading to the Donbass region of Ukraine as President Volodymyr Zelensky asks for more help from the international community.
It comes as Russia is intensifying its missile strikes, hitting the northeastern city of Kharkiv, the south city of Mykolaiv, and the strategically located city of Dnipro.
Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Lviv, Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Two sounding rockets soared northeast from Poker Flat Research Range early Thursday morning in an experiment to study how energy behaves during an aurora. The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports the launch occurred on the final day of a 16-day window when a good combination of science and weather conditions occurred. Unacceptably high wind speeds were a particular problem in recent days. The first two NASA rockets in the active aurora experiment launched from the rocket range north of Fairbanks at 4:47 a.m., followed 3 minutes later by the second. The ion-neutral coupling during active aurora experiment seeks to better understand what happens to energy from solar wind after it reaches the Earth's magnetosphere, the shield that protects Earth from the solar wind. Thursday's launches were the second and third at Poker Flat this year. The Lost Through Auroral Microburst Pulsations experiment launched on March 5th. The University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute owns Poker Flat, located at Mile 30 Steese Highway, and operates it under a contract with NASA's Wallops Flight Facility, which is part of the Goddard Space Flight Center.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Stop into Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, Motorcycle, and Lawn and Garden Batteries. See website for offer details and limitations.
The 17th Annual Easter Sunrise Service Celebration will be held on Centennial Bridge in downtown Fairbanks Easter Sunday, April 17th at 7 a.m. This is a community-wide, non-denominational event, bringing our community together with a celebration of the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hot refreshments, warm-up bus, porta-potties available. Bring the whole family. Experience a community standing together with a church without walls. The Easter Sunrise Service, Easter Sunday, 7 a.m. on the Centennial Bridge. For more information, go to EasterFairbanks.com. Together we stand.
Tire changeover season can really sneak up on you. Regardless of whether you've been staying late at work or working hard on your slap shot, we get it. You've got a life, and we've got you covered. With 8 locations statewide, Eliska Tire has the tools and the team to help you get a jump on spring changeover season. Eliska Tire, we're always with you.
Back in the Gold Rush days, prospectors flooded into the interior to make their fortunes in the shiny yellow metal. It was hard work. Tools and supplies were shipped up by riverboat, then out to the mines on rough-cut trails. There was a lot of waiting involved. Nowadays, all you have to do is walk into Century Hardware. That's how it works. You need a tool? Century has it. No waiting involved. You get your job done. Fast. Century Hardware. What you need? Right now.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Pat Levy, owner of the Fairbanks Distillery, and he's making some libations here, and we're talking a little bit about the Cuba Libre and the story, the history behind that. Anyway, now, you've gone through some modifications of your beverage lineup due to political aspects such as Russia invading Ukraine. What are some of the other drinks that you have that you make on site?
Oh, gosh. Now I feel like I'm put on the spot here. Let's see.
You have a lemon drop, I think.
Well, yeah, we have a lemon drop, of course, and we have mojitos. And
okay.
We've had really good things said about our mojitos and stuff, too, where people have come back from trips from the Caribbean and they've said, wow, we didn't even have a mojito that was this good in the Caribbean, you know, which that always makes
wow.
us feel good to hear things like that. But yeah, gosh, so many drinks. you know, one that I really like that my wife,
Lori, I was just thinking of her. She's
Lori Neufeld.
She's the one. She's a talent on the behind the bar there.
Yes, she really
is. You're the
is.
Talent. She's front of the house. You're back of the house.
That, exactly right. Yeah. I make the spirits and she makes the drinks.
Yeah.
And,
what a combo.
Yeah, it really is a good combo too. But she made a drink. There was a bird convention that came up to Fairbanks, and so she made a drink called the Red Pole Fever. You know, for red poles, the little birds that fly around on your back bird feeder in your backyard and stuff. And this drink uses cranberry juice and vodka, and we also put a bitter that we. That we buy, it's made in Colorado. It's kind of a nice bitter that is put out and with carbonated water and stuff. It's really a delicious drink, and it's called the Red Pole Fever is what that drink is. But just lots of drinks that we used to have these. It was a tea. Sipping Saturday was what it was called, and what she would do was she would make a tea infused vodka with a tea from Sipping Streams tea, a local tea company, and she, boy, she found a tea that turned this vodka into the drinks that we were making with it. Tasted just like an orange Julius.
Oh my goodness!
It was really incredible. But she is a whiz.
I might even start drinking tea for that.
Yeah, it was really good.
I really like orange Julius.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, but it was pretty amazing.
Your industry has had a lot of what I call for uncalled oversight.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Competition is jealous of what you've been able to do, and so you've been over the years trying to rectify that, and now you've had Senate Bill 9 that's been introduced multiple times by Senator Machichi.
Right.
How's that going?
Well, this like you said, this bill has been kind of languishing over the last 10 years. This year, SB 9, Senate Bill 9, passed the Senate unanimously, and this is it's called the Alcohol Modernization Bill, is what it's referred to as, and it's huge. It has like just all sorts of aspects to it. Now it's also known as the compromise bill, where you have all sorts of health care, and mental health, aspects of the industry, as well as enforcement and the Brewers Guild of Alaska and all these bar owners, the beverage dispensary license, BDL owners, and the eating place license owners that are all backing this bill, as well as CHAR. And everybody is kind of behind this bill because it has compromised on so many aspects to make everybody happy. And so it's really kind of tenuous in that there are so many compromises that if you upset something, at one place in the bill, the whole thing might
fail. The house of cards falls.
Right. And that's what's been happening year after year is you have people that go in there and they try to amend the bill.
And there it goes.
Peter Machichi, Senator Machichi will pull the bill if he sees.
He's done that before.
Yeah, where he sees that,
pardon my English, getting bastardized.
Is going to be upset.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because you have to keep all of these stakeholders happy, and so we're really looking for this thing to pass.
And what it does is it allows you to have longer hours.
Oh yeah, there's all sorts of things.
Have entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, things you don't have now.
Right, we'll get to have four entertainment events a year at tasting rooms, breweries and distilleries and wineries and those places. We'll get to stay open until 10 p.m. Right now we have to close by law at 8 p.m.
Yeah, the Hoodoo Brewery, I love their train horn,
last call.
Yeah,
we have a ringer on our old phone that we use, there's just all sorts of good things. Those are things that are on the plus side. But there are negative things for breweries and distilleries. Some of these things don't actually affect the existing ones. Like the alcohol enforcement folks and the mental health people, they wanted there to be fewer breweries and distilleries coming out in the future. And so what they insisted on, you know, since breweries and distilleries and wineries were getting all these pluses, is they wanted something also. And so they chose to change the population caps. And this is really turning into a controversial area. But they changed the population caps from one license for every 3,000 people in the population to one license for every 12,000 people. So that's a quarter of the new licenses.
So that would make it so Fairbanks would not have another brewery or distillery, basically.
Yeah, probably so.
Hold it. There's two distilleries. Do they make anything there on Pegger Road?
Well,
because that's in the city limits.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, if it's...
Or is that just a tasting room?
I bet you you're right. I bet you it is the city limits.
Yeah.
So you're right. There's only two distilleries in the city.
Yeah.
And then there's two distilleries that are outside the city limits and in other cities like Esther and down there at North Pole.
And then your breweries, you have, let's see, you have...
Latitude 65, Black Spruce, Hoodoo... those are three that I can think of.
Then you have the micro mini brewery over there.
Oh, right. You have, the Midnight Mine has that one barrel.
You know, my overall thought would be pass this.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then in 2 years, come back and try and make your changes that you think could be appropriate.
Exactly. Yeah.
But pass this.
Right.
And then come back.
And that's what everybody's been trying to say too, is we need to pass this bill as it is with no more amendments that are going to upset any of the stakeholders.
Yeah.
And then in the future, the problem is there's nobody beating down the doors for a new license that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
When that person does materialize, because that will happen, then that's the time to approach, to do a change to this bill, to go in there and see if you can change that one specific thing.
Yeah. I always think that after a couple of years, you know what's right and what works and what does not work.
Yeah.
You should be going in to amend it, to do upgrades, just this small upgrades. And
right.
After 2 years, you'll know.
Right. Like one of the really funny things I think on this bill is that it really spells out now in the distillery license that we can make cocktails. You know, that was an issue.
Yeah, you can add other cocktails to what you do.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. You know, God, we can't put in someone else's cocktail.
Oh, no. Yeah, they came out and they said that, no, you can't actually make cocktails at a distillery tasting room. They said that you can do one glass with the mixer and then you could sell the person a shot of alcohol and then they can put it together. You know, but anyway, fortunately that changed.
It does get entertaining and interesting.
It does, yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. I have Pat Levy, the owner, operator, still master, or distillery master of the Fairbanks Distillery, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release newer products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to announce the latest from Phonak. Phonak has added even more to their current Paradise line with the first waterproof hearing aid called the Audéo Life. That's right, waterproof, so you can enjoy life to the fullest, wet or dry. They even offer lower cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Ballot Center. Find out more at fairbankshearing.com.
stay informed of what's happening on the firearm scene today. Tune in to Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for news and conversation on guns, your Second Amendment rights, local events, and important legislation. Sponsored in part by Rogers Auto Repair. Rogers Auto Repair has been helping interior Alaskans care for their cars and trucks for nearly 50 years. From the same location near the airport on Dale Road, listen in to Shooter's Corner every Thursday morning at 11, right here on KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise ample sunshine expected. Daytime highs approaching 41, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet tonight, lows level off around 17. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 45. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Pat Levy in the studio here with me. So, you have a world-class, world award-winning vodka. Your rum is starting to hit that, be recognized internationally. Now, what type of whiskey are you going to make?
Well, now.
I expect nothing but national acclaim from you, Pat Levy.
Well, thank you. And my
demands and standards are high.
You know, being retired, I got to say that, you know, what I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to make something that I'll make a buck on, although, you know, that is kind of nice to be able to pay the rent, you know, for Old City Hall, but to pay my mortgage on Old City Hall and stuff. But actually, I don't have a mortgage.
Pay the bills anyway. Yeah, pay the bills and pay yourself back for the cash you invested. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make the best tasting spirit that I can, you know, And I think we've really done.
It's not that for the masses.
No, it's not. You know, and I don't make this in mass quantities for that, so that I can, start shipping out to Seattle, you know, something like that. I'm making this for local people to enjoy, preferably out of local products, locally sourced agricultural products. But you asked about the whiskey. I think I'm going to go the brewery route with the whiskey, in that there is no brewery that I know of that's using local grain.
Unfortunately, you're going to Delta.
Yeah, well, that's what some of the whiskey makers or the spirit makers in Alaska do, is they go to Delta, you know, for the barley that they use for making their spirits, and unfortunately in Alaska, nobody is malting. There are no maltsters in Alaska, and so I think that's why I was saying I'm going to take the route that the breweries are doing, where they're outsourcing their barley.
Okay.
And I would really love it if there was a maltster in Alaska, so that I could buy malted barley. And that's something for you people.
How do you malt barley?
What you do is you soak it in water, and you start germinating it, is what you're doing. And that's what malted barley is that it's barley that has started to germinate, but then you stop that germination process. And back in the old days, what they used to do is they used to put that barley in a kiln that was fired with peat.
Sounds like a scotch.
Yeah, exactly. And they would peat smoke that barley, and that would stop it from germinating. And you'd still have a kernel of barley, but inside it was changed.
Yeah.
And it was producing enzymes. And those enzymes are used to convert starches to sugars. And that's what you have to do.
I'm in chemistry class.
It is. Like, it's a big chemistry experiment. You know, but what you're doing, like, especially with potatoes, you know, is you're converting all those starches to sugars. And that's how you can use a potato to make alcohol out of. And so with barley, it's the same way. You're making enzymes to turn starches into sugars. And then you can ferment those sugars. And once you start fermenting those sugars, it'll turn the the sugars into alcohol.
Where did you get your equipment from?
I actually went down to Idaho when I was first getting involved in this, to Driggs, Idaho, to a distillery there, and I worked at the distillery there and learned how to make a potato vodka there, and I knew before I went down there that I was going to use local Yukon Gold potatoes for making vodka with, and I just saw, you know, how they were using it like a hybrid potato down there at Grand Teton Distillery, you know, to make their vodka with. And so I changed the recipe. And that's one of the catch-22 things is when you get into distilling, it's against the law, you know, to do home distilling. And so when you first get your license, you have to come up with a recipe for a spirit, but it's against the law to be making that spirit before you get your license. You know, on your own, you know. So.
Okay.
You know,
the
so
catch 22, yeah.
22 things,
yeah.
You know,
I hope this works.
Right. And so it really behooves
you.
So you got
practice at it down there.
Right.
So you knew what your recipe was going to be.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I was able to come back up here, you know, get my distillery license, you know, and then be able to produce a recipe that was unique, you know, to local. You know, using Fox Spring water and local Yukon Gold potatoes.
You have four distilleries in the interior here.
Right.
You have Ursa Major out there near Esther.
Right.
Yourself. What's the name of the one on?
Here in town is Hoarfrost.
Hoarfrost. That's right.
That's
very good too.
Down
yeah.
The Van Horn area.
The one out in Salcha I've not been to. Which one is that?
Right. They're Arctic Harvest. And they are awesome out there at Arctic Harvest. And I want to throw that in because these guys are,
I've heard nothing but good things about them.
Oh yeah. I mean, God, they're farmers, you know, they produce their own grains out there and then they malt their own grains at their farm.
Wow.
Yeah, and so they're off on Allison Farm Road,
okay,
about 5 miles.
That's a long way to go.
It is, you know. But
do they have a tasting room?
It's worth it. They have a tasting room.
Okay.
My understanding is they're open on the weekends. I don't know of any other days. I haven't actually spoken to them in a while, but they are great folks out there, and I can't rave enough about those guys.
You know, the first one was Ursa Major, and he was basically, you know, in Esther out of his garage.
Well, I mean, I just want to add that he was just marginally first. I was actually pursuing my distillery at the same time, but he was able to build his equipment himself, you know, and so he built small equipment out there to, you know, and then got that licensed where I was going for a larger scale facility and stuff.
And now he's off the Parks Highway off in the Gold Hill area,
right?
And there's a beautiful tasting room. You know, the three tasting rooms that I've been in, they're beautiful. These are works of art. I mean, they are works of art.
I have never been out to Ursa Major.
Oh.
I've been to Hoarfrost. But,
yeah.
And I can't say I've been out to – I haven't been out to Arctic Harvest either. But I've talked extensively with the Arctic Harvest folks, and I know they're really
I got to go out to that one. Yeah, I have to go out to that one because I've not been out there, and I've heard nothing but good things about it. I've never had their product or anything. But.
I've had some of their whiskeys, and they're really delicious. They're really good.
So what will be your whiskey style?
Well, it's going to be a malted barley. It's going to be a...
So you're going after a scotch.
Yeah, well, I'm going... It's an American whiskey.
Oh, boo. Boo.
No,
but don't go old number seven on me, buddy.
No, but we can't call it scotch is the thing.
That's right.
It'll be like a scotch.
It'll be a scotch style.
Yeah, but it's not... I gotta say, I'm not into the peated scotches, and I know there's a big fan group out there.
Moi. You know, that's the thing about it. You know, growing up, my taste buds were so, you know, I loved Italian food, but I don't like fish.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I do not like whiskey in any way, shape, or form, but I like scotch whiskey.
Uh-huh.
You know? I'm weird.
Yeah, and I've been to Scotland, and I love Oban, you know, which that's a really just a mild peated scotch, you know. But it was interesting. I went to Dalwhinnie up in the Highlands, and they were saying that, oh, those scotches are for Americans, you know. and I don't know. Maybe that's true. I don't know, but I know the history of it, too.
They're just degrading their competition.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
Going on the peated whiskeys, though, I always feel like you're drinking a campfire.
I've had a few of those. I've just never liked American Canadian or Irish whiskey. This never have.
Yeah.
And I like cognac, which is a twice distilled wine. It goes a Grand Champagne grape, goes into brandy, and then they distill it again. It goes into cognac.
Right. Yeah, I love Armagnacs too, and cognacs, and there's some really good spirits out there.
That's so when are you going to do those? Oh, you need the Grand Champagne grape. That's right.
Yeah, I've got some ideas on other spirits that I want to be making,
such as.
Well, gin? I'm hoping. Yes, I'm hoping to come out with a gin this summer.
Would that be from the potato too, or would that be from something else?
It's probably going to be from something else.
It'll
either be from grain, or I'm actually might do a sugar gin. You know, to tell you the truth,
mad scientist.
Yeah, there's just the world is your oyster.
Yeah, my barbecue stuff. You got so many different ways. Not only to cook it, but to treat it, like what you're doing, the equation. What's your equation, and does it work for you? Is it what you want to do? And it sounds like with all the awards you've gotten, yes, it works for you.
Yeah, and I'm going for something that is just really delicious, is what I'm shooting for. And that's kind of what my goal or my test is for it there. If it doesn't taste good, then I'm not interested.
Have you thought about doing a schnapps?
No, I haven't actually. but there are all sorts of other spirits, because there's been all sorts of world travels that my wife and I have done that there's a lot of really interesting spirits out there. I'm not going to do an ouzo because I've got this picture of when my kids walked off of a bus when they were little kids, and a Greek farmer had put ouzo out, and it looked just like water to them. And so my kids down these shots of ouzo and spit
it
up.
Yeah. Ouzo's pretty, sorry, Bobby, but ouzo's pretty hard.
Yeah, it is. And that taste of licorice, I'm not really wild about that.
No, it.
But, or anise. But,
yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
How's your building doing? Have you done anything upstairs, or just the main floor and getting the basement ready for storage?
Yeah, mainly. That's it. Yeah. I haven't really been doing anything with the upstairs, and been getting lots of ideas, though, for projects that I want to do up there. And, of course, if I get serious about doing any of that stuff, I'll have to go to the city, of course. I've been getting all sorts of cards in my mailbox lately that have been saying that if you plan on doing anything,
you need the borough's trying to get into the building construction season, it seems like. We have these ordinances. Oh my god.
Right.
The man wants to keep an eye on you.
True.
And you're in the alcohol production business, so everyone keeps an eye on you.
Everyone.
DEC for safety sanitation, alcohol beverage taxes, you get it all. City of Fairbanks taxes.
Oh yeah, for sure. And, when I think when the city heard that somebody wanted to turn a old city hall into a distillery.
You mean bought it from them?
We're going from no taxpayers to
as I recall in your contract, it was contingent upon distilleries being allowed, small scale distilleries, and myself and. The old mayor, Carl Castle.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We were the ones who got that zoning change through, so you could do a small craft distillery in Central Business District zoning. So start that.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, we're coming to the end. Any final comments?
Gosh, I just thank you, David, for having me on again. It's been great visiting with you, and that's what I feel like these are.
Yes.
We're just visiting here.
We're good friends. We visit. What days are you open now?
We're open on Friday and Saturdays now, and hopefully as summer progresses here, we'll be opening up more.
What's your time?
Let's see. On Friday, we're open from 5 to 8 p.m., and Saturday from noon to 8 p.m.
Pat, thank you so much. Thank you for what you do and produce. It's quality. Fairbanks, I will see you tomorrow. We'll have Craig Compo in the studio here. We'll be talking politics. On Wednesday, I have Nick Nugent. And on Friday, I have Governor Walker. And we will see you tomorrow.
KFAR. 90.